Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, what is the news of the day?
The news of the day, Rick. Well, just quickly, I will make mention, I didn't have any bowls news really today, Rick, but the passing of a club legend at Paynham, he was, went to Hawthorn last year, Wayne Prosser, 77, really battled his health the last umpteen years, passed away this week, Rick, so to Joan and his family, all the best, and
very sad.
But that's about all the news I got on bowls this week. So we'll go down to the local footy, Rick.
Why not?
Some very interesting games there this week.
Yes.
Angaston versus Williston, Rick. 11 goals to 25. That's a big margin there. Angaston struggling, hey?
Well, they are struggling big time. They are second bottom, I think, on the ladder. And I would suggest that's probably about where they're going to stay.
Yeah, you can't see anybody. Well, Bross have improved.
That's
and
right.
Freeling have improved, yeah, but still going to probably...
I mean, like every other side, Angaston have been a bit struck with, you know, COVID-y things.
No more or less.
That's not an excuse. I just don't think they're up to standard. So there you go.
Then we had Bross and Freeling, 8-5, which was a close game.
Yes.
Bross, as we said, have been on the improve. Shillaby is back and Dewey, and they've got a few in, so which has been good for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's about where they're at as well. You know, they're not going. Neither of them are going to make the four either.
No.
So,
And the game you covered, Rick, Kapunda 7-26, South Gawler.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to sound ridiculous because of the scoreline.
Yeah.
But Kapunda, of course, they were outclassed, but they were the thing I would like to say, which I think I actually said the week before as well. They never gave in, in fact, it was only bursts. I mean, they haven't got the players. I mean, you take the three. I actually was told by a good bloke who knew everything, I think. I thought he did anyway.
I thought it was you.
I was told by Phil Fechner last week that Whistler
yeah, he was Evans, playing, wasn't he?
And Evans.
He didn't play, did he?
No, he didn't play.
No, so he must be still tending the old ribs.
But, thanks for the good message you gave me last week.
Yeah, I gave you a bit of a insight.
Actually, interestingly enough, in that game, you probably had the most talented runner going around running for Kapunda, and that was Fraser Evans.
Oh, okay. He's on the running.
And Zanandria didn't play either. You take the three best players out of any side, let alone a side that's only on the average and they're getting get beat. But great credit. I've said it already. They did not give in.
No, I've heard that they fought it out and didn't throw the towel in, but... But still not the cat. Not enough cattle on the.
Well, that's right.
You know, good cattle.
You'd have to give them full marks for trying.
Yep.
But they're outclassed.
Yep.
In the end.
And the last game was Tanunda at home to Gawler Central, which was only a 4-point game, 10 goals all. And last quarter, Tanunda only kicked 2-1-3-5. Lucky Centrals didn't have their kicking boots on in the last quarter, Rick.
Well, yes, I was at lunch and talking to a fellow yesterday who was at the game who said that really Gawler Central only had themselves to blame, that 8-3 or whatever it was,
8-3.
Including 5 of those being points, they should have won the game except for their kicking.
I've got a nephew out tomorrow. He's got COVID. I was talking to him this morning, so he's... He's out tomorrow for Tanunda, but other than that, they look like they've got all their big guns in, the Kirkwoods, the Greenslades, Voits, all are in.
Yeah,
so they travel to Williston. So
they do.
They'll get touched up.
They'll get flogged.
Yeah.
The thing that amazes me, and I've said it on the show before, and I doubt whether it will be the last time this season, because I thought they'd do very well. Tanunda seem, if you look at them, they should be a better side than the results they're giving. And in fact... I was told after last Saturday's game, which of course I didn't see it, that without Shane Kirkwood, they would have been really
Dwayne.
Down. Would have been down the tube badly.
Yeah.
So, who knows? There you go.
Okay, so I think it's Dwayne. Dwayne Kirkwood. Oh, doesn't matter. Anyway, Kirkwood.
I thought it was Zane, but anyway.
Oh, it is Zane.
Yeah.
Well, oh, sorry. I thought you said Shane.
No. I'm overwarning.
You're right.
I'm overwarning.
Zane it is.
It's all right, folks. I'm looking for a new...
Somebody knows something about the local footy. Yeah, Zane is it.
Yeah, so much for the...
You wasn't Shane. I thought you said Shane.
Yeah, so much for the local expert.
The hearing aid's not working.
How many... Was it 600 games you played with?
Oh, yeah. No good ones.
Yeah.
Did you notice the oval at Kapunda was pretty well ripped up?
It was.
Yeah, that was from me in the early morning.
What? Don't tell me the Malvern Star spun its wheels.
Got it bogged. Anyway, let's move on to this week's games. Rick,
yes.
Quickly, we'll run through them. Gawler Central versus Barossa at Gawler Central.
Gawler Central will win that game.
I'm going to go Barossa.
Well, there you go.
I reckon Barossa.
I think after their showing last week, Gawler Central, and I don't know whether he's playing or not, Molyneux, but...
Is he season ending? I have not heard.
I don't know, but...
Yeah, I'll find that out.
To get that close... No, I'll go for the...
Okay, the local, yep, okay. Freeling and Newry.
Newry by whatever margin,
I think. As I said last week, they're my tip to go top.
Yes.
Williston and Tanunda. We have quickly covered this game.
Yeah, Williston.
We're both Williston. Now, Rick, tell me, how can Williston improve?
Ah, it's interesting you asked me that question, Phil, because... I don't know what made me think of it the other day, but I was thinking about last year's grand final.
Yep.
You know, they were, 57 points up halfway through the second quarter and got knocked over. And, I mean, they did suffer some injuries in that game. But I reckon, and I reckon it applies to this season, I reckon they were one position short of the load, and that was Ruckman.
Right. Yeah, well, since Ferenzi's gone, Stewie Ferenzi.
Ruckman. Now, you hold on to your hat.
I can see you starting to smile over there, Rick. Have you got wind or you've got a bit of a juicy
rumour? I have got wind.
Rumor.
I have got wind, but it's a rumoured wind.
Okay.
I was speaking to someone who really I would hold very high of being in the know. This is the first. This is a first.
This
right?
is a first.
Let me tell you. That in speaking to this fellow and making the similar comment, he gave me a wry smile and said, I think you'll find they'll have a ruckman very shortly. And I said, oh. He said, I think you'll find that they've recruited a ruckman for about the last half dozen games to qualify for the finals. And I said, who might that be? And do you know what he said?
You tell me, Rick. Probably what I said last night when you told me the rumour, because I guessed it, didn't I?
I knew, listeners, that he was going to get on the bandwagon.
I couldn't help myself then.
I knew he was going to get on.
Tell me the name.
Right.
Tell our listeners the name.
200 plus AFL player.
Yep.
6'8".
Best and fairest winner, I believe.
He won showdown medals.
Oh, okay.
Three of them, I think.
Okay.
Sam Jacobs.
Be a handy inclusion.
Sam Jacobs.
Just over 6 foot, isn't he?
Yeah. Collingwood 6 footer.
Yeah.
Right. So listeners, let me state this very clearly. This is a rumor, an alleged rumor.
Alleged rumor.
My source, I would consider to be very reliable.
I would too.
And if that's so, that spins the predicted finals into a new thought altogether, because I really do genuinely believe that the biggest weakness Williston had last year was lack of a big dominant ruckman.
Yeah. Well, the game early in the year, we had Sammy Walton rucking.
So the combination of, if it's true, that Jacobs will be playing.
And you said only the last half a dozen games?
Well, to qualify. I mean, we're into round six or seven now. But
tied up in the Crows somewhere along the line.
He is.
Oh, no, don't tell me. He's not the head caterer or something, is he?
Well, in a sense, it would seem. I mean, I'm not sure. And maybe I'm inferring this could have been a job for the boys. But he's the entertainment manager.
Oh, no.
Now, does that mean that he sings and plays fiddle, or does he actually arrange
Means he's on about 200 grand a year and doing nothing.
So according to what I believe, Sam Jacobs is the entertainment manager and helps with coaching ruck duties with some of the juniors. But anyway, so the alleged concept
that is,
it is a huge in. Mm. If it's true.
Yep.
It is huge, and it changes.
Good mates are German, isn't it? That's the connection,
and
there,
that's the story I've been told. Yep. Because I actually made a comment, tongue in cheek, of course, after
Williston, what would that be costing
after him? Williston's history of breaking salary caps in the past.
Yep.
I said, "Well, what would that cost?" And this reliable source again smiled at me and said, "He's one of German's mates."
Yeah. Not that that wouldn't be.
Oh no, it could be. It could be genuine. I would say, without knowing, that after the previous episode concerning salaries and Williston and losing games, etc., because of it, they would be very careful.
Yeah, of course they would.
So particularly since they
twice shy.
Particularly since I guess the reason they're trying to recruit him. Is that there is a premiership on the line.
That's right.
So.
And, okay, well, that's big news.
You heard it first on Sports Central.
Yeah, the leading sports podcast in Gawler.
Well, in Gawler?
In the world. How quickly, the last game for this week is South and Angerson, which will be a one-sided affair at South Gawler.
It will be.
You're covering that game, aren't you?
I can hardly wait to get there.
Yep. Don't get the two blues and white teams mixed up, Rick. Make sure you've got the right colours.
Wouldn't it be good if Angaston was prepared to play in an away Guernsey?
Wouldn't it be good if the Bros and Light made South change their Guernsey when they came into the association back in 87?
Well, we could say that about...
And Williston.
Gawler Central.
And Gawler Central. All should have changed Guernsey colours.
Right. But anyway...
But let's not harp on that.
That's not going to happen.
Okay, that's our local wrap-up this week.
It is.
Some big news broken.
First
here on Sports Central. Okay, let's go into this week's AFL, Rick.
We're going to have to rush through.
And it's tonight. Starts tonight. Here we are at Gawler, sitting here on a Friday morning. Carlton and Sydney, Rick.
Sydney will win that game.
I agree. Tip Sydney.
Yep.
Tip Sydney.
Yep.
Next one, Geelong and Port.
Geelong will easily win that
Port.
Game.
Port.
hang on. We may have to post. We might have to freeze this show, folks. I think Phil's taken a spasm.
No. Very confident. Yep. Who is top of the footy tips in here?
Well, the way you're going now, not for very much longer.
Okay, the next game. This will be a good game. Western Bulldogs versus Gold Coast.
Bulldogs.
I agree. I agree with that. I'm with you on that one. North versus Melbourne.
Oh, wow. Dear me.
Okay. We're both going for North Melbourne. No, we're both Melbourne boys, are we?
Go the D's.
The D's. then we got Adelaide versus St Kilda.
St Kilda easily.
I agree. Yep. Richmond versus Essendon.
Oh, Richmond easily.
Agreed. See, Tip and Woody's retiring.
Yes.
Saw that in saw the news today.
A bit surprising.
Yeah. Hmm. GWS versus West Coast.
Heavens alive. GWS. I mean, if they were to lose to West Coast, given West Coast's unbelievably unfortunate season, then really you might as well.
Well, you might as well pack them up. After last week, which was a disgrace, Cameron's last game, and the performance they put up was absolutely pitiful. That last quarter... I don't know how many goals Carlton kicked. It was just, and they weren't giving up. The tackles. So you know. Anyway, won't harp on about it. Hawks versus Brisbane.
Oh, Brisbane will win.
Oh, we're off the Hawthorn bandwagon now, are we? We're on Brisbane bandwagon.
There's
are
no
we?
Need to be like that.
Brisbane for me.
Oh, and he's hit the front runner.
I got the whip out now. Okay, we've got Frio, last game, Frio and Collingwood.
Fremantle will win.
Fremantle for me too. See, local lad Jack Madgen busted his shoulder last week.
He's gone.
And, well, at 30 years of age or near that,
that could be
just about it for our Jack.
Could, yeah. But, yeah. Well, though, gee, I'll pick up a couple of tips this week.
No, what do we tip different? Sydney? No, Sydney we don't. Port?
Port's different.
Port, that's the only one.
All right.
That's the only difference.
Now, while we are beginning to run out of time, I just want to mention, we've already talked very briefly about GWS. And I've expanded it in my column, but I just cannot believe the AFL. I have no logic. I cannot understand their logic, why they insist upon this expansion theory, and that they have to convince the Australian world that AFL football is the be-all and end-all. Because as long as you and I sit here, you will never get, in my humble opinion, New South Wales or Queensland to forget that rugby is their number one choice. Exactly. It's as simple as that.
Yep.
Now, they stopped releasing figures back in 2019, but Phil, this might or might not surprise you, but the executive of the AFL, between them back in 2019, so it would be a higher figure than that now, between them they just collected an odd $10.57 million to sit around the board. That works out, these 12 top brass, a lazy $894,000 each. Now, you'd really think.
But top dog's on more, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
The big gill?
The big gill was on 1.74, so that would be over 2 mil, but it still divides out at that. Now, you'd really think at that price that they'd make some decent decisions. Now, because we're running out, guess what? GWS, cop case.
Yep.
Right? You will never convince Western Sydney to become an AFL state, and the evidence is overwhelming. They have spent, released, these are accurate figures, they have spent over $20 million, $20 million on GWS in the last 8 or 9 years, right? Now, you'd really think that they'd be getting somewhere. A couple of weeks ago, the Parramatta Council, right in the middle of Greater Western Sydney, they had conducted a survey into participation rates and popularity of sport in the Greater Western Sydney.
Yep. And how did football rate,
Rick? $20 million investment.
Yep. 40%?
Try one.
1%.
Now, if that's not good value for money over $20 million, I'll go, hey, 1%. It so happened that rugby, the codes of rugby, including league, including union, including touch, etc., came in at about 38% off the top of my head. And not surprisingly, Soccer was the most popular with about 45-47%.
Oh, now, yeah, I would have guessed rugby league. Yeah, but anyway.
I mean, you've got to remember that it is a very cosmopolitan area. Mm. They do not want, well, obviously, 1%. No. They don't, they're not interested in Australian rules football. No. So why not just give up? I mean, they're not going to win. Anyway, so there you go.
Quickly, Rick, last week, I know we quickly discussed it off air after the game. And Port and North Melbourne in Tasmania, and they want to bring a Tassie side in.
Well,
5,000 people, just over.
5,118.
I think they counted heads, because we know Tasmanians have both got two heads. We know that. So I think they counted heads, because if there was 5,000 there, I'll go he.
Yes. And you see, there's another. It doesn't matter whether we get football in Tasmania. I mean, whether they just don't, they just want to throw money at things. I mean, it's the same.
I mean, I'm all for it to get a team from Tassie, but you've got to make sure there's going to be support there. Otherwise, we're just.
Exactly.
It's another waste of money.
And why play a game in Cairns for exactly the same reason?
And how slippery.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, and quickly, while the AFL are wasting money.
Yes.
94% increase in the ladies' AFL wages this week, Rick.
Unbelievable.
94% rise. The, I think, what is it, 70-odd thousand, I think they're all going to be on, roughly.
Yeah. We got $50 of playing a four-day Sheffield Shield game, pal.
That's probably 50 too much of the amount of runs you made. Anyway.
Now, just before we go, I've got an idea for the AFL, and that could save them money, right? Instead of $20 million in GWS, why don't the board just decide that they're going to throw the bloody ball up instead of bouncing it? And guess what? That would only cost them whatever it costs to reprint the rule book.
Yeah.
And what's more, the hypocrisy of it is they've made an exemption for some female umpire in the VFL and told her that she doesn't have to throw the ball up. Have to bounce the ball.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So what is... I mean, they
it's all a bit of a mess there
even,
at the moment.
Even the great Razor can't bounce the ball.
No.
I mean, why have a skill? Just throw the ball up.
We threw ours out here about 20 years ago because we're all getting too old and and the ovals and rah, rah, rah. Yeah. But anyway, the reason I'll finish on this quickly. The reason I tip Port, new back pocket player, ScoMo, after that tackle on the kid.
Oh,
how good was the tackle on that kid?
It was.
He's probably a bit overweight now, the old ScoMo.
He'll probably get a couple of games. Now, listen, we've got to finish with a joke. We've run over time.
Yes, we've got to. Got to finish with a joke.
Quick bowler. And he's got this batter in all sorts. He's playing and missing.
He drew her.
Gee, what have I done wrong to you? Anyway, he comes in, he bowls another absolute gem. And just for something different, the batsman's played and missed again. It's whizzed through the keeper.
Yep.
The quick's finished up just about at the batting crease. He looked at him and said, turn the bat over. The instructions are on the other side, son.
Didn't know Trent gives bold pace. He's always good for a bit of lip.
All right, until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.